Blog Talk Radio.
Na 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 na
na na na na.
Can't remember the last time I felt this way. You're keeping the smile on my face. You know exactly how I tick. Every time I light the wick, seems like you're ready to explode. I want you to know
you got the smile.
You got the vibe,
baby. Just keep on throwing me up.
You got the vibe.
Just can't get
I
enough.
Can't get enough.
Got the vibe.
Easy to do, yeah.
Throwing me up.
Yeah. I recall the first time I kissed. Whenever you want me, girl, I'm there. Whatever the time, girl, I don't care. I got no place to go. Baby, I know. Oh, 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 yeah.
Just can't get enough.
You got the vibe.
Welcome to another edition of Dirty After Dark. I'm your boy, J Fuzzle, J Floyd. So for the next hour, I want you to sit back, relax, and let yourself go. Forget what you heard, but act like you know. What up, family, friends, and my fellow freaks? What's good? I've missed you. I've been away for about a couple of weeks now. Business and pleasure, you know how it is. It's all good, though, but you know I can't keep away from my peoples, my loving peoples, my family. I miss being on the air. I miss being on Blog Talk. I miss, you know, getting that rough, rugged, and raw from that 924 network. It's a beautiful thing. It's truly, truly a beautiful thing. First of all, callers, I want you to hit me up at 347-857-3969. Once again, 347-857-3969. So I don't know. It's been so long. I haven't hollered at y'all. I don't know if it's been before Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving. I guess I got to tell y'all, you know, how my Thanksgiving was. It was very good. It was with family and friends and you know, special people. And I really had a good time. Shout out to the folks that loved my turkey. That on with my you know, the size to go with it. I had a little help, but, you know, not that much. But I did a good job. You know, I think I was, you know, it wasn't my first time doing turkey. It was actually, you know, second or third, and it's really good, really good. My fam liked it, my friends enjoyed it, and it was just a good time overall. It was a good relaxing, it was good reflecting. You know, it is the season of thanks, and it was really good time to reflect and be grateful for what you had and the blessings that you've have, especially in 2015. Family, can you believe it's almost 2016? We've had an entire year. I've given you that rough, rugged, and raw for an entire year. I want to say this because, you know, I'll forget. I know I have ADD, and I'll just go to the different subject. But I definitely want to do a year in review. I might do a two-hour year in review. Just on 2015, everything is going on, relationships, love, you know, just everything. And what I want to do is actually I want to try to do it on Skype. So all of my friends, family, and freaks, you know, I'm going to give you some more information on that. And my listeners, if you want to be a part of the year-end review with Jay Flizzle, Jay Floyd on Skype and Blog Talk Radio, be on the lookout for some information, and we'll do a year in review. We'll talk, and you'll actually get to see, you know, get to see me, get to see the face that goes with the voice, and we'll go from there. So my week, my holiday was good. My week was good. I've just been low-keying it, you know, like I said, business and pleasure, but it feels good to be back. I hope everybody's holiday was great. I hope everybody's looking forward to the Christmas season and the new year. There's so many things that I want to talk about, but before I even get started, I want to definitely send my heartfelt prayers goes out to not only, you know, I think the last time I was on here, we had a tragedy in Paris, and now with the stuff that happened last Wednesday on San Bernardino, I just want to say about my deep condolences to the victims, and we're living on borrowed time, and we're living in an age and an era where people don't care anymore, family. It's sad, it's pathetic that we're living in an age now where people don't even value life. They don't value their own, let alone the ones of others. To go in and take the lives of innocent people is very tragic. And it's tragic just for not only the sense of the sheer loss of life, but it's tragic in the sense of how society is just empathetic. They don't care anymore. Week prior to that, a young individual walks into a Planned Parenthood and shoots them up. You know, we've been having mass killings going on left and right. So we're just, I don't know, we're just going through some dark times right now. So I think that's when we really need to go to our faith and go to and really start to pray and meditate and find a better way. See, it ain't all about just that romance and that sex all the time with your boy Jay Flizzle. I do. I'm a man. I'm a jack of all trades. So I got some interesting topics going on, and I'm going to try to get to them all. If I don't, I'll definitely put them in another show. But I was talking to some folks, and I don't really get into entertainers that much. I don't really get into entertainment when I'm talking about love and relationships. But this one here kind of, I want to talk to my friends and family and my freaks about this. And I just want to get my family, get y'all opinion on this, you know, only on that 924 network with your boy Jay Flizzle. So if y'all don't know that a rapper by the name of Rick Ross is set to get engaged to a woman, and it's kind of different. That her name is I'm trying to get her name right, Lyra Galore. And family, you know, if y'all don't understand, Rick Ross is a rapper. He's been around for about a decade now, putting out. I'm actually a fan of his music. I've really really been following his music, and has become a not say a huge fan, but an admirer of his music, and representing MIA. That's where I'm from Miami. So when we found out that he was engaged to this young lady, just like everything else, I kind of just blew it to the side as, you know, another entertainer getting married. But what struck me, not necessarily wasn't her age difference. She's 22, he's 39. Okay, there's a 17-year difference. But I guess she came, her claim to fame, or how she was an internet Instagram bikini model. So family, and then how this man, 39 years old, gives her a $350,000 engagement ring to a 22-year-old, as the fellows like to call a young tender, a young tender. And I started to analyze and think, damn, Rick, damn, Rosé. I mean, I understand, and I listened to a couple of his interviews, and he said this is, he pursued her, and this is what he wants, and it rose a lot of questions, and I was thinking, why does a man want a young woman? Now, there's nothing wrong with that. What they call the older man, young woman. That's been going on for a long. That's been going on since the beginning of time. But you got to figure, why does a man want a woman, and then he has to shower her with gifts? And I really, and this is no disrespect to Rick Ross, and he's, and like I said, he's an entertainer. He's paid to entertain people, so I understand. But you got to really think of, why is he doing what he's doing? Is it because he's insecure? I mean, he has his own swag. He's on his own je ne sais quoi. He's not a. I ain't judging the brother. I'm sure he can pull his own. But I guess to each his own as far as their love is concerned. But my thing is, brother, why wouldn't you find a woman of your own caliber? She's 22, and her claim to fame is being an internet sensation. Now, if y'all don't know the young lady, Lyra Galore, she's 22. She's reasonably attractive, and she's had some enhancements. Now, ladies, all my ladies out there, I'm sure all my ladies out there listening have all been at 22. Y'all was at the top of y'all game, but damn it, 22 to get enhancements. I'm talking about breasts done, butt done. Why are you getting that done at 22? When has the game switched up to where you have to get enhancements at 22 years of age or even prior to that, to where, you know, surgery was needed when you got into your, grown and sexy, and you want to keep those enhancements. But at 22, you're already putting out there. Now, we're not even talking about the alleged rumors or the actual scandal of her being with other rappers and doing some unsavory things. But I'm not hating a player. I'm not hating a player in his decision to get married. I guess I'm trying to understand, brother, the caliber of woman. If you consider yourself a boss, shouldn't a boss have a boss woman? Hell, at least Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield married doctors. Ludacris is engaged or married to a doctor, or she's going to be a doctor. What does it say when your fiance is an internet model, 22 years old with enhancement, and has already got scandal at 22? What does it say about the character of a woman that you want to wifey? That's how I think that they don't take in the sanctity and the sacred vows of getting married. It's not about being with a woman and allowing you to grow. It's about being with a woman just for a fashion symbol, just for a status symbol. And if he's truly a boss, why are you not with a boss should be with a queen, not a court jester. But I'm not hating a man because, you know, if he's in love with this woman and he sees things in her, and he sees the potential in her, to go right ahead. But damn, homie, Is it that bad? And here's how I tried to examine it. If Lyra, which is Lyra Galore, is probably not a real name, but 2 years old. But if Lyra, if you had met Rick Ross and he was a worked as a maintenance guy, worked as a security guy, worked at a bank. Would you still give him the attention? Would you still want to be his wife, his kept wife, might I add? He wouldn't be able to give you that $350,000 ring, but he'd still love you. So it really thinks about her intentions of wanting to be with Mr. Ross. I hope, I wish them the best. I truly do, and I hope their marriage, you know, lasts a long time with and is very fruitful and prosperous. And but I just questioned that. I just thought I was just out of odd. Now, on the flip side, it's funny because I just read a report that Melanie Griffin and Antonio Banderas have finalized their divorce. So people are getting married and getting divorced. Now, they've been married for almost 20 years, but Melanie Griffin, they have a 17-year-old daughter together from Antonio Banderas, but she stands to make, because they're in California, or she stands to make $65,000 a month from her estranged husband and almost $780,000 a year. Because they have property, they have assets. They built an empire in 20 years, and now they're getting divorced, and now it's time to split the profits. I thought Melody Griffith had hers. I guess when it came down to it, Antonio had a little bit more. And they've been very candid about their problems. I guess in Hollywood you got to do that. It really shows the caliber of, or shows the value or devalue of a marriage. After 20 years with someone and you've built an empire, you decide that, hey, it's time to go our separate ways, you know. But you got some good, you still have some great marriages out there who stand the test of time. Denzel and his wife, was it Pauletta? Ice Cube and his wife, you know, Will and Jada, and who could stand 10, 15 years and still go strong. It really says a lot about marriage. And, you know, with Melanie Griffin and Antonio Banderas, they got homes. They've got property. They've got investments that they're going to have to divvy up of 20 years of marriage. When does the love stop? When after 20 years of being with a man or a woman, the love is gone? And I just wanted to think about that. It just kind of hit my heart, and I was just like, damn, the sanctity of marriage. And I can't really talk because I've been divorced now for over 12 years, and I was only married 3.5. You know, I can make as many excuses in saying I was young and foolish. I didn't know what I wanted. I tried to settle. But I guess I wasn't mentally ready to settle down. I wanted the appearance of a marriage, but I wasn't ready. And the woman that I married, who's my ex, she wanted it, but for different reasons as well. So it wasn't genuine from both parts. It's funny because that brings up an interesting segue. I'm gonna take my first commercial break. When I come back from a break, I'm going to dwell into what makes a man want to settle down. What made Rick Ross at 39 want to settle down, and what just makes the average man want to say, "Hey, I'm gonna put my players card away, and I want to settle down." All right, hey, I'll be right back. It's that Dirty After Dark, that Wet Wednesday. Hey, I'll be back. I'll holler at you. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm back. Giving you that rough, rugged, and raw. Man, you gotta love Boney James. Man, I got to see him in concert. He was amazing. Shout out to Boney James and Dwelle. So I'm back, and before the break, I mentioned what makes a man want to settle down. Well, there's many factors. I guess, you know that old saying, tell men to go sow his wild oats. And you know, men have been, you know, men are test different relationships and be with different women. But at the end of the day, I guess when a man, a true man, a real man, a sincere man, a gentle man, came to the realization, like that old Lisa Stansfield song, been around the world and I can't find my baby. When you've been there, done that, you know, fellas, you know, the truth, my fellas know that ain't nothing at the club. You know, but you got to experience it as a youth. We're all going to sexy now, but ain't nothing in the club. Come on now. You know, ain't nothing in the club. There's nothing out there of substance and quality. You go to the club to have a good time to go dance, but looking for your wifey, looking for the woman that you can spend the rest of your life with, nah, that ain't going to happen, bro. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure there's exceptions to the rule. But when you've gotten to a point in your life when you're secure in your life, when you are in a point in your life where you don't need to be out there with other women, that's when it's time to settle down. But first you must have to know self. And you have to know your relationship, you know, with a higher power. See, men don't have that relationship. Men think that it's okay. You know, I can be a player. I'm still a player. I can be a player, bruh. It's hard out there for a pimp. Being a single man is not as easy as all my married friends like to tell me. Oh, you living a good life. No, bro, you got a lot of lonely nights. So when you find a woman that can share your world and be a part of your life, you don't take that for granted. So it's time to settle down in a man's life when he realizes that he's great. But with that right woman, he can be better. And he's stopped playing childish, immature games. He's not out there trying to be a player. The fellas will tell you, I mean, it's not difficult to find a woman. It's trying to find a woman of caliber who has similar interests and who's goal-driven, who has a game plan, who has her, pardon my French, her shit together. But that applies both ways. Ladies will say, I'm looking for a man who has all of that, who's goal-oriented, who has his shit together. But ladies, I will tell you, there are good men out there. There are good men driven, articulate, educated, God-fearing men out there. However, we do need a little guidance because there's so many video vixens and ratchets and women of low caliber out there who are, you know, it's sad, but the low-hanging fruit rule. Men will rather go to something that's low-hanging, that's easy to obtain, instead of climbing that tree and working and going to find that fruit that's way up top, closest to the sun. You know, so it's a delicate balance. But a man is ready, he'll let you know. You'll see it in his traits, you'll see it in his demeanor. You'll know when he's ready. And he'll let you know. You'll know. When he's tired of those games, he's tired of those arguments, he's tired of those petty differences. And in a relationship you're gonna have some differences. You're gonna have some arguments. Lord knows you're gonna have some fights. And I talked about this. It's kind of a great transition, good segue, because I talked about this earlier, in some earlier shows about a clean way to fight. Because, ladies, you know good and well, you and your man ain't going to always agree. You're not going to always agree. You're not going to always be locked in. However, when you do have disagreements, I mean, you wouldn't be an individual if you did not disagree with your husband or didn't disagree with your man or disagree with your boyfriend. It's your own individuality. I don't want a step for life. I don't want a woman, and a step for life is a woman who, you know, do as I say, and I want a woman with a little fire and a little independence who can be her own woman and who could see the bigger picture, who could see us as opposed to seeing her. Because if I'm already looking at seeing me, and we as opposed to me, then she should be looking at seeing us as opposed to her. But when you do get in these disagreements, here's some things you should never really say. And I will be honest with you, in relationships, I have said these things, and I've said a few of these things, and I regret them. The first thing you never say in an argument or disagreement is, we're done. If you don't do this, we're done. I don't understand what's going on, I think we should break. We're done. Fine. Maybe we should break up. When you say that, you're putting an ultimatum out there. If you don't do this, then we're going to do this. That's a strong, strong statement. And if you're super serious about that relationship, putting out those empty threats, that's real childish and high schoolish. There's a mature way to handle that. Okay? Ladies, in an argument and disagreement, you should never insult the man's penis. You should never insult the man's, your partner's size. You're emasculating him. You're taking away his manhood from him. And that is a cruel, cruel thing to say about someone's physical being. You obviously like him. You obviously enjoyed his penis before. But during the argument, you're going to throw the penis out there. That's not cool, ladies. It hurts him. He may not say it, and that's talk about some really high schoolers. That's real adolescent. But here's the flip side, ladies. Men do the same thing. We talk about, well, you're fat. You know, women talk about a man's penis size. A man will talk about your body size. And I know you ladies don't want to hear anything about reference to your body type. You being to this or to this. It's the same thing. You don't want to throw those verbal jabs because it's insecure, and it shows your immaturity. And those are some things that you don't want to cross. Once you've insulted somebody and talked about their personal, you know, everybody has their insecurities, and everybody has their things about their body image. You know, so if you're going to talk about a man's penis and a man's going to talk about your weight, boy, that's a recipe for disaster. Don't when you're in a disagreement, don't talk about you can't satisfy me. Ooh, because that's a slap in the face to a man, and it already reverts back to you can't satisfy me, but my ex did. Or you can't satisfy me because we're thinking, well, if I can't satisfy her, then who is satisfying her? That's some very, you know, like I said, the bringing up the penis size is one thing, but then bringing up sexual dissatisfactions in a heated argument is a recipe for hurt feelings. And ladies, we like to have our egos stroked, and we do get our feelings. When we get our feelings hurt, it takes a while for us to recoup, especially from the sexual standpoint. Another thing real quick is when someone brings up, remember when, you know, you could be getting in an argument, a disagreement with someone, and the first thing they want to do is pull up the past relationship. No, I'm sorry, the past occurrence. Remember when you made that same mistake 2 months ago? Remember when you told me you did that with another female? You did the exact same thing? That's not cool. That's not cool. Especially when you're in an argument or disagreement, you never want to bring up a person's past. Even if it was a past relationship or something they did a while back in the current relationship, that's not cool. You need to live in the moment and you're blaming this guy's wrongdoings based upon something he did 3, 4, 5 months ago or weeks ago, you should be able to address the issue at hand and not bring up past things. So if you forgave them in the past, then why are you still bringing it up? And the last thing, when you tell somebody, just relax, just relax. You're in an argument, you're in a disagreement, words are being exchanged, and you tell somebody, just relax. Men are quick to tell you, just relax, calm down. That only amplifies it. Why should I calm down? You know, men usually say stuff like that. Calm down. You know, when they're already in a heated moment. There's ways to handle that. And real quick, I guess, I mentioned this a few episodes ago, but I'm going to mention it again. The ground rules of trying to fight clean. So let's say you're in your boo or in an argument. And usually, here's the crazy part. Usually these arguments are over silly, they're over petty things, and they probably involve outside sources. And I mean outside sources, other people, other things that are brought into the relationship as opposed to being a part of the relationship. So when you get into these fights, really think about and understand, why are we arguing? Why are we arguing about some chick who looked at me at the club? Or why are we arguing about some dude who tried to holler at you? Why are we arguing about outside forces or what he or she said? That's petty. That's outside. But in a relationship, you do get into arguments and disagreements. So I mentioned this before, but I want to reiterate that when you get into the ways to fight clean are no hitting, no pushing, no physical altercations at any point. Fellas, don't lay hands on your woman, all right? Try to limit swearing, because once you amplify it, and I'm going to include this, no swearing and no calling them out their names. And fellas, you want to take it to another level of arguments? Call your woman in an argument, bitch, what the fuck are you talking about? Oh, my God. Just the word bitch alone is going to take whatever small, minute argument to a whole new level. Now she said, not only were you wrong in doing such and such and such, but now you're disrespecting me. So not only don't swearing, but don't call them out their name. And that applies to you too, ladies. I know it's difficult because you're in the heat of the moment and emotions are flying and you want to get your point across and you kind of want to do a tit for tat, but you got to learn, ladies and gentlemen, you got to learn to be more peaceful, because these arguments can escalate to disastrous proportions. You need to understand that there's actually two arguments going on. And I mentioned that there's one involving feelings and then one involving specific content. So you're in an argument with someone and you're mad at someone because of whatever the event is, but the feelings kicked in. He's hurt me. He's disrespected me. She's insulted me. She's made me feel bad. She embarrassed me. She made me look bad in front of my boys. So there's feelings involved. But then you got to also understand the content, what she said, what he said, what he did, what she did, the more specifics of the argument. So you got to be able to look at both of them. You got to be able to talk about both of them. And more likely the feelings and emotional one will calm down, and eventually the common sense, the very specific one, and then you can address that. And then you got to allow yourself to take an adult time out, whether it be 15 seconds or 15 minutes. Walk away. No judgments. Just walk away. Calm down. When you're in an emotionally flooded situation, the worst thing you need to do is walk away. That brings down the feelings and the emotional element, and it starts to bring in the more content-specific element of why you're in the argument. Okay? Another thing, don't threaten to leave. That goes back to that the point I brought earlier. Don't tell me it's over or we're done. That only heightens it. You want to calm the situation down. Okay? Another thing, to keep it as clean as possible, hear what the other person is saying. Hear what the other person is feeling. Put yourself in the other person's shoes. Get a perspective, because you're trying to explain to them your perspective, but you need to be able to put yourself in their position. Why did he say that? Why did she react the way she did? Put yourself in their situation, and you'll get a whole new perspective. Learn how to apologize quickly and in the moment, because you don't want to. I've always been told, never go to bed angry. You need to be able to resolve this issue and go to bed and resolve this issue, apologize, and be able to move on quickly. Okay? It's going to be difficult, but you'll be able to follow those rules, and I guarantee you, it will take a lot of stress out of the situation. People have broken up over arguments, and the arguments were of little content. And just because two people are heated and two people are angry, but they still want to try to get their point across. So you got to be able to take that out, take that issue out. And just take the emotions out and look at the real issue at hand. But, hey, I'm at my commercial break. When I come back, you know, everybody knows on the third segment, I get rough, rugged, or raw. And I got a couple of events I want to jump on and some other stuff, but I'm gonna see if I can try to get it in over the next 20 minutes. So I'm going to take a quick break. And when I come back, I'm going to get into that rough, rugged, and raw that you've came accustomed to, only on that 924 network. Your boy Jay Flizzle, Jay Floyd.
The first time I laid eyes on you, you inspired this very love song, and I was hoping that I could inspire you to kick back and go out with me. I love that you inspire me, and when it comes to time, it is just you and I. And I know that you want me to, so won't you just hold me? Baby, they don't call you lovely for nothing. Just wanna be close to you. Never a moment without your smile. I just wanna hold you forever. Down to think just what it is you mean to me. It forced me to find poetry just to express to you the beauty of your being. I love that you inspire me, and when it comes to time, it is just you and I swear I will hold you forever.
Hey, I'm back. I told you it was going to be a quick commercial break because I got to try to get in as much as I can. You know, only on that 924 network. It's your boy Jay Silvers, Jay Floyd. Hey, calls, hook me up at 347-857-3969. Once again, 347-857-3969. I just love my telephone number, 3969. Anyway, I know in a previous show I mentioned how on social media ruins relationships. And this is my little vet. And it's kind of reaffirmed because I saw an article where Facebook ruins relationships. And quickly, I want to just discuss that that's probably the reasons why you're in the arguments that you are, because you're putting your business, good, bad, and indifferent, on social media. Going back to Rick Ross's fiance is an internet sensation. So she thrives on social media. They got engaged. She's putting snapshot images of him and her together to keep that, because that's all she knows is social media. The first rule in putting it on, this doesn't apply just to Facebook, just to social media, period, is TMI. You're putting too much information out there. The relationship, any relationship, should be kept between you and that individual. You should not be wanting to put all of your juicy details out there on the internet. It's called online public displays of affection, hence what I just said about Rick Ross and his fiance on Snapchat being all intimate for the world to see. And not only for the world to see, but for the world to judge. It's funny. You'll put all your business out there for everybody to see. But then when they criticize you, you're talking about their haters. You putting your business out there for everybody to see, but then you're criticizing them for being haters. You're revealing too much. You're putting too much of your private life for the world to overanalyze. Suggestive photos, sexy pics, things with you and your partner. You shouldn't be putting that out there for the world to see, because that lets me know that you're not dating this person exclusively. You're dating this person with the internet world as your backup. You know, another thing, when you're out there on the social media sites, that means you're entertaining exes. I don't know if you're trying to, and entertaining means, from a standpoint of, what are you trying to get your ex-boyfriend and ex-girlfriend mad that you got to, you know, what Ludacris said, my bitch bad, she better than yours? Why are you trying to entertain your ex? She's an ex for a reason. You shouldn't be trying to stick it to him or to go tit for tat with your ex. That's childish and immature. You shouldn't be trying to put stuff out there looking for approval, because that's what you basically are. You're looking for the social media approval on what y'all do. But with approval is also going to come criticism, but you don't want that. You want everybody saying, oh, you're such a loving couple. Oh, y'all look good together. But then you don't want all the criticism that goes with it. You're utilizing social media instead of spending quality time together. That's what thing gets me. Why are you not spending quality time together? You're too busy on social media, i.e. Facebook, FaceTiming and all this other stuff, but you're not spending quality time with each other. I tell you, social media has been the death of many, many, many relationships, because you're doing too much. As someone put it, you're doing the most. Also, people have this thing called Facebook stalking. It can ruin a relationship because people are stalking you. People are quick to make, what do they call them, internet trolls. They are quick to make to comment, to like, to dislike anything you put out there. So why would you want that criticism from, guess what, from people you don't even know? Okay? Don't even know. Here's some of the rules real quick. Don't air out your dirty laundry on Facebook. Set rules and guidelines. Communicate offline. Why should you have to communicate with your boyfriend or your girlfriend online? Why don't you just pick up the phone and call them? You know, be transparent, but in the same instance, nobody needs to know about your Facebook status. Nobody needs to know about your relationship. I'm saying that because I have a family member who posts everything online in relationship to her friends, with her relationship with her man. Everything. Looking for approval. The only approval you should be looking for is the one with your man. That's the only approval you should be looking for. That's it. That's it. And to put this in perspective, real quick, I saw an article about Tia Mori with Tia, the twin girls. She has a cooking show called At Home with Tia, right? And she has reportedly gained about 10 to 15 pounds. She had to go online today and address those issues and basically said, yeah, I gained 10 to 15 pounds. I like to eat. I like my weight. I'm not worried about it, okay? She basically said, I'm secure in my body. I'm still a beautiful woman. And you know what? My husband loves it. So if he likes it, I love it. What's the problem? Why are these internet trolls concerned about my weight? They have nothing. Obviously, they have no social lives. Obviously, they have nothing to do. And they want to comment on this woman's weight, that she gained 10 pounds, and she's comfortable with her body. But these are the people who are stalking y'all on Facebook and social media. Y'all better leave that craziness alone. Leave that craziness alone. Speaking of craziness real quick, and I got about 10 minutes left. I'm going to try to get it in. Amber Rose. If y'all don't know Amber Rose has been a diva of some sorts, you know, dating famous entertainers, being a celebrity herself. She is a very attractive woman, and she just recently wrote a book entitled How to Be a Bad Bitch. Yes, Lord, she wrote a book called How to Be a Bad Bitch. Okay? She has a step-by-step guideline on how to be a bad bitch and how to get your way by any means necessary. So here's some of the things. I'm just taking some excerpts about how to be a bad bitch per Amber Rose. Now, ladies and gentlemen, look at the source and filter it as you must. She basically mentions, don't be afraid to show him what you want. If you want to be a bad bitch, if you want to be a boss bitch, you got to be able to be more assertive, okay? Here's another thing, since this is Rough, Rugged, and Raw Radio, your boy Jay Flizzle, 924 Network. She said, stop overthinking your blowjobs. Relax and just chill. The biggest hurdle, she said, she's heard from most girls is worrying about looking ugly while going down on a man. Guys aren't thinking all about that. You know, why are you overanalyzing your blowjobs? Now, this is coming from Amber Rose, not from me. I'm just reading you how she sees how to be a bad bitch. Don't ever sleep with a guy because you feel you should or in order to make him like you. Sleep with him because you want to be with him, you know. She says that you should want to be with him. If you want to be with him in an intimate way, then you should do so, and not because you're pressured to do so. She also mentions having sex with someone on the chance they might do something for you, your career, is stupid as fuck. Huh. So having sex with a guy to boost your career, that's coming from Amber Rose. Is this words of wisdom? I don't know, Amber. I wouldn't call you maybe you are the expert on being a bad bitch, you know. Also real quick, she mentions dating is not going over to a guy's house and chilling with his friends while they drink beer and play video games. A bad bitch only goes on real dates. You know, I agree with that. I could agree with that. If you want to get to know a guy, you shouldn't. But to a certain degree, you should be able to go to his, be in his surroundings and be the bad bitch you can in his surroundings and vice versa. He should be able to go to your surroundings and be the bad dude. So there's a time and place. I understand he should date you and he should want to take you out and do things. And there are times that, you know, he wants you to be around his family, his friends, and vice versa. So I understand that. She mentions, don't settle for a booty call unless all you really want. Unless that's all you really want to be is a booty call. But on the flip side, never booty call someone who likes you. That's a disaster waiting for you. Never booty call someone who likes you. So booty call somebody who doesn't like you? I don't know. Like I said, this is coming from Amber Rose, and Amber has her own agenda, whether it's to sell books or to sell vagina. I don't know what it is, but she has her own thing. Lastly, because I'm actually getting tired of looking at this, she says, if you have sex with a guy and he wants to leave right away, don't stress about it. Don't ask him to stay. Don't beg him. Be a proud girl. I guess that's pretty much, there's some other things about it. And I'm plugging her book. Go buy the book, How to Be a Bad Bitch, if you want to be a bad bitch. Go be a bad bitch. I mean, she has used her sexuality to get what she wanted. I mean, is she any different from God rest her soul, Anna Nicole Smith, who used her sexuality? She used her sexuality to marry a billionaire. So I don't know. I mean, women, ladies, and this is I got about a few minutes left. But why must you use your sexuality to get what you want, as opposed to using your intellect, using your wisdom, using your guidance to get what you want, instead of using your sex appeal? But hold on, let me back up. Let me play the devil's advocate, because men love sex. Amber Rose is a beautiful woman with a big titties and fat ass, and that little buzz haircut she got is hot. So men are sexually turned on by it. So I guess you use what you got and get what you want. But Amber Rose looks fade, and then you're left with your intellect. And I guess she's utilizing her intellect to a certain degree. She's writing a book on how to be a bad bitch. But ladies, do you really want to be a bad bitch? I thought you wanted to be a lady in the street and a freak in the sheets. Does a bad bitch qualify as being both? I want to be a bad bitch. And isn't she learning from the quintessential queen of the queen of video vixen gold diggers? Which is funny, I just read that the legendary Karen Superhead Stephens of Superhead fame just got her doctorate. How in that? Well, you know what? And she's written multiple books. So I guess if Superhead can get her doctorates by going through a legion of men, then anything's possible with Miss Amber Rose. I'm not hating on Amber, because she's a beautiful woman, and I'm sure. I mean, I guess she has a lot to add as far as her skills and gifts, and what she can do for society. So she felt to empower young women by saying, be the baddest bitch you can possibly be. And here's how you do it. Don't settle. But that's all that comes from her experience. That's all she knows. So I was just blown away by that real quick. I was blown away on how Miss Rose, I mean, like I said, I'm not knocking your hustle, Miss Rose. Get your money. Wiz ain't giving it to you. Kanye done gave it to somebody else. So get your money, baby. Get your money, boo-boo. Handle your business. Handle your business. So I got about 5 minutes left. I really want to jump on some little things real quick. I definitely want to, like I said, I definitely want to have a end of year type situation. And I want to include my friends, families, and freaks on a Skype. We can all chop it up, and I can tell y'all, just tell you what's going on and what's been going on for 2015. It was a miraculous and wonderful year for me. This just came up. A question just came up. What are some fun things to do with your mate? And that's kind of cool. So with a few minutes left, I'm gonna talk about that. Here's some fun things you can do with your mate that can lead to some very, very erotic play. And here's another thing. Here's one thing. become the next master chef, meaning it says a lot about a relationship that can cook together. Ladies, if you find a man who can cook, you need to jump on him quick. Fellas, if you find a woman who can cook or who's willing to learn, you need to jump on that quick. So you got, ladies, if you find a man that can cook, you need to be in the kitchen just to help him. A, it's very sexy. It's very sexual. Fellas, to come in there and help your woman cook, it adds to the foreplay. All right? Another thing to do to spice up a couple's plans, some intimate, fun, sexy things to do, is to play a game called If I Had $1 Million. Now, granted, most people don't, but why don't y'all plan a trip? Pick out a flight. Just imagine. If y'all had $1 million, where would y'all go? Bora Bora, where would you stay? What flight would y'all pay? What would you wind up doing? Things like that. Sexy. That's sexy. And then, you know, maybe you put that out there into the universe and eventually it happens. Another thing that y'all can do that's kind of, you know, just something fun to do real quick is to have a America's Top Model photo shoot. Your woman may not be photogenic, but boy, you put her in a nice, you doll her up and she gets dolled up in a nice outfit. Man, and keep the, make sure, fellas, if you're going to take pictures, make sure you don't show them to nobody. Keep them pictures in-house and just take pictures of a fine ass. Or how about this, fellas? You take her out on a dinner or you go to a very nice place and you just take pictures of her. Awesome. Sometimes it's good to just curl up on the couch. Sometimes it's good just to have a game night. You know, and one of my favorite, it's just sometimes you just want to have a naked day. Well, both of y'all are butt-ass naked all along. Trust and believe, y'all have a naked day, that will lead to all kinds of things. Absolutely lead to all kinds of things. So those some real quick tips real quick on how to enjoy a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time with your significant other. But I think my time is up. I'm at 10 o'clock right now. I want to shout out to all my friends, my family, and my freaks who have been listening in. I really appreciate this. This is a joy for me. This is a fulfilling moment. I love doing this, and I'm going to continue to do it as long as y'all let me. So I want to thank you. And please tune in to my later shows. My previous shows. Any questions, comments, concerns, or complaints, please hit me up. You can hit me up on Facebook at the 924 Network. Hit me up on Twitter, 924 Network, Sports Talk 924. You can hit me up on Blog Talk and just let me know how you feel. And once again, I'm going to get that information to y'all about trying to do a Skype night. And, we'll do a year in review on 2015. So with that being said, I just want to say peace, love, and soul, and I'll holler at you. Rough, Rugged, and Raw Style, 924 Network.
Sweetheart, I've been trying so hard to get over you. Just simply can't. Because the love we shared through the years